Chapter 14. The Typhoon. The wind became louder and stronger. It hit the tent, lifted it from the ground, and blew it into the trees. Trees crashed to the ground, and branches were flying in the wind. One of the men looked at the sky.
"Typhoon!" he shouted. "Run!"
Lightning appeared in the sky, and then they heard terrible thunder. Heavy rain started to fall.
"The sea is rising," Skink shouted. "It will cover the island. Quick, let's get back into the submarine. If we dive deep into the sea, we won't feel the storm."
The men started to run to the sea. Before he left, Skink turned back to Hal and Roger. They were lying on the ground with their hands and feet tied.
"Goodbye," he said. "I won't see you again. Enjoy the typhoon."
Then he ran to the sea after the men. The brothers were wet, cold, and very frightened. Roger was crying.
"We'll die, Hal," he shouted. "The sea will cover us, and we can't move."
"Stop panicking, Roger," shouted Hal. He moved towards Roger and tried to untie Roger's hands. It was very difficult because Hal's hands were also tied, and the rain was hitting him in his face. Finally, he succeeded, and Roger's hands were free. Roger untied Hal, and they stood up and saw the devastation of the island. The thunder and lightning continued. Suddenly, the ground started to move, and the boys held each other tightly.
"There's an earthquake in the sea," said Hal, "and the sea is rising. We need to run to a higher place."
The sea was rising very quickly, and soon it began to cover the island. The boys ran, but the sea was close behind them. They continued running, trying to find a higher place, and trying not to fall on the wet ground in the dark. Soon they reached higher ground, and they stopped running. They fell to the ground and watched the storm. The water was rising higher. Then suddenly they saw something thrown from the sea. It was the submarine. The submarine flew into the air and crashed against some rocks. It broke into pieces and fell back slowly into the sea. Three figures were moving in the violent sea. It was Skink and his two helpers.
"They'll never survive in that sea," said Roger.
"No," said his brother. "I don't think we'll see Skink again." Time passed, and the storm calmed down. The wind and rain stopped. Hal and Roger lay on the ground. They were very tired and cold, and they couldn't move. Suddenly, they saw something small and black in the sea. It was moving towards the island.
"Is it another submarine?" asked Roger. "How did it survive the storm?"
"No, it's the dinghy," shouted Hal, suddenly optimistic.
Captain Ike and Omo were standing on the dinghy of the Lively Lady. The brothers shouted and waved, and finally Captain Ike saw them. 20 minutes later, the four men were all together on the beach.
"How did the Lively Lady survive?" Hal asked.
"I don't know," answered Captain Ike. "It's damaged and we've got a lot of repairs to do, but it wasn't destroyed. We were luckier than the men on the Santa Cruz. That ship sank in a typhoon, just like this one."
"Now we can understand what happened to it," said Roger. "Typhoons are terrible and violent." "Did the specimens in the tank survive?" asked Hal.
"Yes," said Omo. "When the storm began, I filled the tanks with more water and closed them very tightly. Our friend, the eel, is fine."
"But our friend, Skink, is not fine," said Hal. The brothers told Captain Ike and Omo about their experience in the submarine. They described the destruction of the submarine in the typhoon.
"Skink left you to die, tied up on the ground," said Omo. "He knew you couldn't move. He really was a terrible person."
At that moment, they heard the sound of a helicopter in the sky. It flew above them, and the four men waved at it, shouting loudly. Finally, the men in the helicopter saw them. The helicopter landed on the island, and the four tired men climbed into it, happy to be alive. The adventure was over.